The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We have spent a fair amount of time here on the Bruce Hooley Show talking about local schools, and I applaud all those people who are doing the hard thing in their local school districts, pushing back against boards, against decisions that do not illustrate the tenor of the mood of most of the parents, or at least questioning and asking just for explanations as to why things are being done. We have talked about Columbus Academy. We've had guests on from Academy, from Hilliard Bradley and Upper Arlington, and Kathy Pultz of Upper Arlington, a mom who's been involved throughout her kids' time at UA schools and was heavily involved in the PTA and on the school board, was the first to bring issues to our attention. And so I thought it'd be a good idea to bring her back on the show today and to find out where we are with the issue of gender-neutral bathrooms in Upper Arlington. So, Kathy, thank you for all that you're doing, and it's good to catch up with you again.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, we had a case of where the UA schools were remodeling some elementary buildings. They're building a new high school. You guys, among your group, the Upper Arlington Education Coalition, were surprised to find out, oh, the bathrooms are going to be gender neutral. We're going to have boys and girls together in floor-to-ceiling stalls. We're going to have a common wash area. And this was not something you guys were aware of. Where does this stand? I know you had a family that objected to this, and you were waiting on a court ruling. Do we have a court ruling yet? Have we reached any kind of a decision?
No, we're still waiting on the court ruling. So we're hoping that it's coming down any time now, and we will find out whether the court says the decision by the judge goes on, and we'll have a hearing so that both sides can now be presented. Because if you remember, the judge never heard from two sides. The judge only heard that the community agreed with it, and so they never heard a dissenting opinion about whether they should have only gender-neutral bathrooms in the schools without a choice for our children.
Yeah, and so the district spent a fair amount of money on this. As I keep the calculator just loosely, we're around $200,000 that the district has spent fighting its own citizens who would love to see just boys and girls bathrooms, which, oh, by the way, that is the state code in Ohio. And as a former UA resident, I can tell you folks, when you get out of line with any building code in UA, it's not long before you get a visit from the UA city offices. So the district is spending $200,000 of you guys' money to fight against what you guys want.
Exactly. I mean, and it's, and unfortunately, you know, a parent coalition, not the education coalition, but a group of parents, they're funding the lawyer to help the Windermere family. So it's like you're spending our money twice, like the family that has to fight the school district, and then the school district continues to spend this money. And I have actually asked the school district for minutes where they've approved these lawyer fees, and at the moment they're telling me they don't have that to provide for me. So I'm still trying to figure out how they pay for lawyer fees through the district, because they're not, I can't find in the minutes where $185,000 has been approved, but I have been told by the district that's how much they've spent.
Okay, two things. We're talking with Kathy Pultz, an Upper Arlington concerned citizen. Did I misspeak? Did I get the name of your organization wrong? Because I certainly don't want to mislabel it.
You got that. No. You got that right. The Upper Arlington Education Coalition is the group, but there's another group of parents that were funding the lawyer for the Windermere family.
Okay, so speaking of
concerned parents. Yeah.
Speaking of school board minutes, I'm curious, were these bathroom changes ever, have you traced them back to any discussion in any open school board meeting?
No, not one. And I have, for 9 months, been asking for minutes to show where they approved of the change in the bathrooms, because the original architectural plans showed boy bathrooms, girl bathrooms, and gender-neutral bathrooms. So all children had a choice, all children could feel safe, and there are no minutes. None of this has been done in a public session.
Wow, that's really egregious. We're talking with Kathy Pultz of Upper Arlington, talking about the effort by the district to ram through gender-neutral bathrooms in elementary buildings, remodeled buildings, and then the new high school, which is under construction, is scheduled to open this coming fall. All right, so I got a million questions here, but let's just start with the fact that you have done a lot of digging, and you have uncovered a very interesting admission by the local architect, Moody Nolan, in filings with the district about this matter. Tell us what you found out. The district's been saying all along, these bathrooms were approved, these were in the original plans. What did you find digging into the history of this?
Well, it was very interesting because the city finally sent notice to the district March 1st that they had to have their new school buildings to code by May 31st if they wanted the final occupancy permit. So obviously the school district is allowed to respond to that. And the architects wrote a letter back to the city on March 26th. And they said they were telling the story behind it. And they said the plans originally approved by the city are identified for use by a specific sex. And they said the school board is now requesting that you approve that these toilet rooms be gender neutral, or called all gender is the term they use.
Mm.
So the architects in black and white say what I've been saying when I found the original plan. The ones approved by the school board back in 2018 did not have all gender bathrooms. It has not been in the plans from the beginning.
All right, so they've been not telling the truth. I'm looking at the paper right here. Right. You sent it to me. This is the letter, and it indeed does say the plans originally approved by the city are identified for use by a specific sex. Are identified for use by a specific sex. With this request, the school board is requesting the city to approve that some of these toilet rooms be identified, relabeled as all gender at the noted locations. They are not telling the truth. They are spending money to fight against parents in the district. And here's the thing. Kathy Polch, our guest from Upper Arlington, talking about the all-gender bathrooms in UA schools. You said they're trying to get, the reason for this letter is they're trying to get like a final clearance, right? Okay, we're done with our remodeling. We got the clearance, la, la, la. But let's make this clear. These bathrooms, gender-neutral bathrooms, all-gender bathrooms, kids are being subjected to this right now in UA school buildings, correct?
Correct. From the very beginning of the school year, when they came back to school in September, until now, these buildings are all against code.
Okay, what kind of reaction are you getting from parents via their students about these kinds of experience? Because I know the Paul Imhoff, superintendent of Upper Arlington Schools, and all the people who favor this are going to say, oh, the kids love it, it's great, and it's awesome. We can watch them wash their hands, and it's so safe. They would never go into a stall and do drugs or engage in any kind of behavior we wouldn't want them to do. I mean, I'm sure it's all utopia over there from the reactions you're getting from students and parents.
Well, no, I'm hearing something very different from parents. And what's great since we started the Upper Arlington Education Coalition is there is a website, there is an email, so people I don't know can contact me and tell me about their frustrations and ask what they can do. And one of the things I heard recently is someone told me their little girls are told to hover over the dirty toilet seats so they don't have to sit on them. I know. And principals have told them, well, just tell your child to use a different stall if the one they're in is dirty. We talked, I think, last time about Clorox wipes. But I'm like, even if you send a little boy in, it's like you're either asking him to lift the lid. Well, who wants to tell their child to lift a lid?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah,
nobody. And it's just so frustrating. And they're getting the same response from the district that, you just don't remember. We talked about it 3 years ago. I mean, it's just very frustrating. And people are really frustrated with the school board and the superintendent who just aren't being transparent.
Okay, we are talking with Kathy Polch, Upper Arlington mom. She is with the Upper Arlington Education Coalition. How do people get a hold of you? Email, website, whatever.
Yes, the website is UAE. E is in David, co.org, uaedco.org. And on the website, it says contact us if you have a question. It also has all these documents that I've been talking about on your show. They're all there. I have the court documents. I have the documents from the city. I have documents from the architect. So you just click on it and you can read it all for yourself and see what's been said. And you know, that's the best way to get information. And again, you can contact the school board. We've got their information too on our website, and ask them questions or go to a school board meeting and just demand answers.
UAEDCO.org, UAEDCO.org. Okay, I'm looking at this from the outside in, having been a former Upper Arlington resident, and Upper Arlington, I don't imagine, has diminished in its pride in its schools. I look at these actions by Paul Imhoff, the superintendent, by his board, and I'm thinking, well, this guy must feel like he has a lot of gravitas to do this. The UA schools, which were always thought of as the among the elite public schools in the state,
right.
He must really be doing the job to feel like, hey, you know, they might not like this, but I'm bulletproof because we're overachieving. What kind of job is he doing? Are there metrics that you guys look at that can tell whether the schools are doing well or not doing well under his direction?
Well, actually, our academic rankings are on the website as well, and they have really tanked. They've really plummeted in the past few years. A new U.S. News and World Report just came out this week. And it has Upper Arlington High School as 36th in the state of Ohio.
Oh.
36th. Yeah. We were 14 2 years ago on the U.S. News and World Report. And, yeah, and then under the State of Ohio Performance Index, we went from 26th in 2014 to 65th in 2018.
Wow.
So we are plummeting in our rankings. So we have some work to do, and we need to find out why this is happening. I think they focus more on social engineering than on academics. Our new strategic plan barely mentions academics. We're the one in 2014, you know, that was the main thing. And I think maybe they thought they could glide on what we were before. But anyway, it's really astonishing that our rankings could drop so much.
Well, and that's what people's property values are predicated on. There's not available land in Upper Arlington. I mean,
no.
You know, that's why it's such a premium to get in. And the schools were always the number one attractor for people to come to that neighborhood. So I think I know your answer, but I mean, to me, what do you think should happen with Paul Imhoff, the superintendent? Is this guy somebody that you feel the residents there, the members you interact with the Upper Arlington Education Coalition, do they have confidence in this guy's leadership?
No, there is not confidence in this administration, in his administration, or in the school board. I mean, I think if you fail the students, you fail to follow the law, you mislead the concerned parents with different stories over the last 9 months, you spend $200,000 on lawyers instead of children, you create this situation that really splinters the community, and then you remove academics as the most important part of your strategic plan. And I say it really isn't the excellence that you mentioned in education. I mean, for 100 years, we've been one of the premier education districts in the state. And so I have no confidence, and I know many other parents don't have confidence, and I think it is time for new leadership. I think it is time for him to go.
Well, folks, this is an example of what I talk about in the choices you're going to have to make as parents. This is a parent who's put kids through UA schools, been heavily involved, PTO.
Right.
In fact, you lost your job on the PTO just recently because
yes.
of this, right? But
yes,
that's the
I
thing.
Did.
You're going to have to step out, and it's not that you get to choose, well, I'm either in or I'm out. No, you're going to be either in or you're going to be engulfed by the tide, the tidal wave of crazy, illogical decisions like this, advantaging the few at the cost of the many. So I appreciate your courage, Kathy, and thank you for what you're doing. UAEDCO.org, and I'm going to get you hooked up with my friends from the Columbus Academy, Pro-CA Coalition, the Foundation Against Racism and Intolerance. These organizations are forming to give parents a place to go, to network, and to fight back against this very kind of thing. So thank you for what you're doing.
I appreciate it, and I'd love that connection with these people. Thank you.
98.9 FM. The answer.
It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Could be a frost in the normally colder spots. Low 36. Mostly sunny Saturday. Breezy in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 67. A breezy mix of clouds and sun Sunday, and warm up with a high of 78. Monday, rather cloudy. Couple showers and a thunderstorm. That day's high 70. And Tuesday, occasional morning rain and drizzle followed by rain and a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High 73. I'm Sally Sherman on 98.9 FM.
There are ideas and ideologies afoot in our culture today, lurking beneath the surface. Fault Lines is a book that will help you discern these worldviews and ideas, help you understand what they are and where they come from. Critical race theory, social justice, intersectionality. We've all heard these terms, but most of us have no idea what they mean. Fault Lines will not only help you understand the meaning of these words, but it will also help you understand the ideologies behind them. Fault Lines is a book for our day, for our time, for this moment, because I'm not talking about something that's coming. I'm talking about something that's here, something that has to be confronted now. This is Vody Bachum, and I want to encourage you to buy my new book, Fault Lines, available everywhere books are sold, April 6th.
It is 5:51 on the Bruce Hooley Show. Thanks to Kathy Pultz, not just for coming on the show, but for what she's doing, sticking up for parents and kids in Upper Arlington schools. And make sure that you avail yourself of her organization, uaedco.org. Okay. Top of the hour, we have Stan Willis from Willis Spangler Starling for your Ask the Attorney questions. A very interesting question in Ask the Attorney about vaccines and a person's company incentivizing vaccines. So stay tuned for that. Remember, your promo code is Bruce30 for 30% off bulk merchandise from Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils. That would be your leaf compost, topsoil, sand, gravel, mulch, anything you get in bulk, back of a truck, trailer, have delivered to your home off of a truck. That's 30% off when you order KB, Kurtz Brothers, kbcolumbus.com, or order in-house or on the phone. Just use my promo code, Bruce30. If you get your merchandise in bags, easy to put in the back of the SUV, the back of the car, use my promo code, Bruce10, and save 10% off. Kurtz Brothers, four locations in Central Ohio, are in Dublin, Westerville, Alexandria, just off I-71 South at Frank Road. And don't forget the nursery inside 270 at Westerville Road. It's phenomenal. Great selection, and the quality plants unmatched. Really a beautiful place. So Kurtz Brothers, kbcolumbus.com, Bruce30, and Bruce10. Really horrible story this morning out of Jerusalem. Overnight, there was a huge festival, and Israel has done a phenomenal job with their vaccines. It was really the first festival where people of the Jewish faith could gather together outside, celebrate, dance, enjoy music. For some reason, I'm not familiar with the topography or the layout of this particular place, but there was a narrow walkway where everyone had to pass through this narrow walkway to get to where they were going. And at some point, someone fell or panicked or something, and at least 45 people have lost their life in this tragedy, and they have more than 100 injured. So just a horrific thing. It smacks of, if you're old enough to remember, the Who concert at what was then Riverfront Coliseum in Cincinnati. So just an awful, awful thing that happened in Jerusalem this morning, happened in Israel this morning. Also, last night, Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, made his first speech since leaving office. Spoke in South Carolina. A lot of people trying to read into this. Ooh, South Carolina, first big presidential primary, 2024. This must mean Pence is running. I doubt Pence is running. Pence has no chance to win because Donald Trump is ripping Mike Pence at every turn. And the Trumpers see Mike Pence as a traitor because he did not invalidate electoral votes for Joe Biden. Mike Pence didn't have the constitutional authority to do that. Look, I'm a Trump guy. But if you blame Mike Pence for not intervening enough, no. Just no. Okay? Like, I'll go so far with you on election conspiracies. I'm fine with that. Here's the latest, by the way, suggestion, powerful anecdotal evidence that Joe Biden, 80 million votes. Ooh, more people excited for Joe Biden to be president than ever before. More votes than Obama. Joe Biden. Everybody loves Joe Biden. Really? Across seven networks on Wednesday night, seven, he garnered a grand total of 22.5 million viewers for his 90-minute endorsement of Somanex or some other sleep treatment. Man, was that boring. it was full of leftist lies and leftist, you know, propaganda and remaking America threats. But wow, he could barely stay awake for it. And so 90 minutes, he got 22.5 million votes across 7 networks. But I'm supposed to believe, by the way, Donald Trump's first address to Congress, 47 million people watched it. Biden didn't even get 50% of that. But everybody was so excited to vote for him. Oh, yeah, they can't wait. Can't wait to be led by Joe Biden. Can't wait for him to spend our grandchildren's grandchildren's money. Malarkey. Nonsense. There's no way he got 80 million legitimate votes. Nobody's excited for this guy to be president. Nobody with a brain. All right. So I digress. So Pence made a speech and people were like, ah, come on, Pence, rip on Trump. He's not going to do that. That is not who Mike Pence is. It's so interesting to me. I Googled Mike Pence's first speech. You think you're not being played by the media? Here are the headlines on the Google search for Mike Pence's first speech. Pence speaks finally of Trump in first speech. That's the New York Times. Politico, Pence ties himself to Trump. Mike Pence praises Donald Trump. Mike Pence, first speech since leaving office, ties himself to Trump. I mean, just ties himself to Trump, Trump, Trump. So then I'm looking for, like, where can I get a story that's not, like, full of woke propaganda? And I know anything from USA Today is full of woke propaganda, but I don't have a New York Times membership. I wouldn't give them my money. Washington Post, same deal. So I click on USA Today, and my, you know, woke noculars are up. And sure enough, in the story, it says, Pence briefly referred to Trump. Well, then why are you leading with it? Oh, he tied himself to Trump. Yeah, okay, sure. Because, you know, just, hey, Mike Pence is a Republican. He might run for president. Let's do whatever we can to vilify Mike Pence. Sure. Makes a lot of sense. Oh, my goodness. I don't know that it's ever been this bad. I mean, it's really bad. Biden saying crazy things like, we the people, we are the government. No, we're the people, you're the government. We the people are not together. There's not an equal sign in there. No, no, separation of powers, separation, checks and balances, all that stuff. It's in that Constitution for a reason, Joe.